Dustin Lynch, Mackenzie Porter, just thinking about you at 8:32:28 before 9 o'clock. And I'll be honest, I was thinking about you last night, Robbie Gould, watching that New England Buffalo game. Robbie Gould, the place kicker for the San Francisco 49ers. And I was thinking, you played in Chicago. You were drafted by New England. What's going through a field goal kicker's mind when you're hitting into 30-mile-an-hour winds?
Well, it's definitely not easy. I mean, obviously you go out every pregame and try to figure out how far you're going to be able to kick and how far left or right you got to aim. And it's almost like golf. But I think the big part of it is yesterday I was glad I was sitting on the couch and not kicking it. That's for sure.
Well, I mean,
I paid my dues. I did that plenty in Chicago. So
I remember seeing a game with the 49ers and you were playing in Chicago. And I remember it was like, I don't know, a 15, 20-yard field goal. And it just blew it sideways.
Yeah, we played, I forget the year, but it was like 55-mile-per-hour winds in October. And I hit it outside the left upright, didn't go like 15 yards before it ended up on the right pylon. So,
Are days like that, do you look over the
as a kicker, that's for sure.
Do you look over at the coach and go, no? You give him a little shake of the head like, no, let's not do this. Let's go for two. Let's not, no.
Yeah, I mean, everything is on the table for sure. And you don't take extra points and things like that for granted when you have one like that. There's no doubt about it.
Okay, we're going to talk about the main reason you're calling here in just a minute, but I have to ask you. So is it just Seattle? Is it just there's something about playing Seattle in Seattle that's just – it just never seems to fall in place for the Niners? Or maybe that's just me being pessimistic.
I think, you know, it's a rivalry game. It's like Chicago and Green Bay. I think, you know, there's it's always a game that's going to come down to the wire. It's always a game that's going to be probably a one-score game. And, you know, it's come down to where a team has to score on the 2-yard line or 1-yard line to win a game with the last seconds. That's just how that game goes. Sunday they made a little bit more, a couple more plays than we did, and they came out on top of the one touchdown lead, right? So I think that game's always going to be a rivalry. I think it dates back for a long time. And, you know, obviously we just got to make a few more plays and we probably win the football game.
But you still, and I say this with just complete admiration, there's something about Russell Wilson where you just go, did he just do that? Did he really just do that?
Yeah, he's a really good quarterback. I mean, there's a reason he's a franchise quarterback. So he does some pretty unique things for sure, not only with his legs but with his arm, and they played well Sunday and give him credit, and they came out with a win.
But the running game's starting to come around. I mean, the Niners starting to look like the Niners now. The running game's starting to come around, and I saw where Mike McGlinchey was your caddy over in Tahoe. I saw that kid at the restaurant a couple of weeks ago. He blocks out the sun.
Yeah, he definitely helps shade the sun when you're on the tee box. There's no doubt about that.
Hey, if he hands you a pitching wedge, you just hit the pitching wedge. By God, you don't argue. I'm just thinking that's what I do.
I just hope it's not the 6-iron versus the 9-iron. You know, I read it upside down.
Hey, listen. And if it is, I don't care, Mike. Don't worry, I'll make work. I'll make it work, big guy. whatever you want, I'll make it work. Well, now, one of the things we're talking about is you've got the RG9 hats. By the way, I'm going to order one because I need one of those because it has to come into my hat collection. But the cool thing is that you are donating part of the proceeds to the First Tee, right?
Yeah, I'm excited about it. D. Husson Golfwear came to me about trying to get a hat series going and wanted to partner with somebody, and I was excited to partner with them and able to do the Bay Area RG9 series, where a portion of the proceeds is going to go to the Silicon Valley First Tee. And what I love about the First Tee, one, obviously, you know, there's a First Tee everywhere, so I've been very close to the First Tee for a long time. The Silicon Valley First Tee does some unique things where not only are they working with kids in their golf games, but they're really teaching them life lessons. They're teaching them about following rules, respecting others, what it's like to be on a team. And, you know, I think there's a lot of things, especially of a father of three boys, that I love what they're instilling in the youth and the community. So they're making a huge impact on kids, not only introducing them to the game, but also being leaders in the community. And for me, watching that firsthand has been pretty special. So I couldn't be more excited about partnering with both the Hudson Golfware and the Silicon Valley First Tee to make a difference. And it's awesome because the hats are made so that everyone can kind of support the Bay Area, right? The colors are made in some of your probably sports team's favorite colors. Mm-hmm. But for me, I think it's pretty unique. If you guys want to go check it out, you can either go D Hudson or you can go to RobbieGold09 on Instagram, click the link in the bio, and there'll be a link that goes directly to the hats and where we're selling them. So I appreciate all the support, obviously, from everyone who's bought them. And buy one, throw it on social media, tag me in it, and we'll keep making a difference in the community.
I am going to do that. I look forward to it. Again, you can find him, Robbie Gold, RG9, on Instagram, and D. Hudson, the golf apparel company. It's very cool. One last thing, just because I'll put you on the spot. College football, who you got? Alabama, Cincinnati, Michigan, Georgia. Come on now, Penn State kicker.
Here's the thing. Like, what's kind of unique to me is the college football playoff definitely is looking for an Alabama-Georgia replay. But I would love to see a Cinderella story in Cincinnati win it. That'd be kind of unique for I'll call it the mid-majors, to go in and win the CFP. But I think it'll be Alabama-Georgia probably in the final. It's hard to go against Nick Saban, but I think Kirby Smart and Georgia Bulldogs will be ready the second time around, and should be a pretty exciting game. It definitely won't be a blowout, I don't think.
Well, only two things I can say about that. Roll Tide. So, there you go. Robbie Gold, man. Thank you, buddy. I hope we get to do this again, and good luck with the Niners. Stay healthy, okay?
Thanks. Take care.